Okay, good morning. Let's go over a little bit what we discussed last week. There's a lot of detail. It's running gill. My son will build on it. But today is going to be built on what we spoke last week, so we need to really make sure we have it clear, to some degree at least, to whatever degree we can. So the issue that we discussed last week was multiple men with multiple women. So let's start with one step at a time. We'll start with the side of one man doing yichud with two women. Is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that we learned. It's the first page in the booklet. It's a Mishnah that's Aser. One man, two women is Aser. Rashi Shita is that it's only two, but one man with three women would be Mutter. However, if he's Iskoy im Hanoshim, if he's someone that's very comfortable with women because of his work or because that's the nature of his profession, and therefore he's very comfortable, so then it becomes also with multiple people, multiple women. The Rambam Shita is that one with three or four is Aser anyway. One man with multiple women is Aser. The Poskim said we should be Machmer according to the Rambam, and unless there's a Shasat Chak, you should go with the Rambam. That's what the Poskim seem to say. So that's one man with multiple women. And if he's Iskayim Anoshim, if he's very comfortable, he doesn't have that in, he's not inhibited or whatever, then Kuli Alma would be awesome. What about the other way around? The other way around is one woman with two men. So that Kuli Alma is technically Mutter, but the Gemara says that if it's Prutzim, people that are Parutz, Ba'arayis, Parutz is Aser. The Rambam holds that everybody nowadays is in that category. We don't have that sensitivity, according to the Rambam. And therefore, it's always going to be Aser for one woman, even with two men or multiple men. And the Rama says, no, nowadays, if a normal person that keeps Torah and mitzvahs, watches themselves, is going to be Mutter in that case. Unless we know them to be prutim. Prutim doesn't mean we know that they did Averis or whatever. Prutim means that they have this is an area that they struggle with. So that was Halacha. And again, over here, Ashkenazim are Meikel on that, and one woman with two men is going to be Mutter unless it's prutim. Even according to the Rambam, once it's, let's say, Rabim, it's three men with three women, that's not Yichud anymore. There's a point where it's just public. It's not called Yichud at all. We mentioned another point that there's something called Ishtei Misham Rasoi, that if a man is there with his wife, then his wife is considered a Shomer on him. So since his wife will be a Shomer on him, imagine you would have a scenario that you have one man, and one man, his wife, and another lady. So that's going to be Mutter because even though it's one man and two women, since one of the women is his wife, she's Meshamer him. Not only that, if you have two men and two women and one of them is a couple, it will also be Mutter because once the man is not being Misachi with the other woman, he's Shomer the other man also. So now he's a Shomer on the other man. Okay, so that's basically what we discussed. And we discussed last week a Chiddush that by a goyim, ishtei misham rasoi won't help. So then the case will be that it will be also for a woman to be misyached with a goyish, a couple.
Two men and two women is a problem, right?
If you hold two men and two women is a problem. If one of them is a couple, it will be mutter.
How is a single man and a single woman protected?
Let's say two men and two women is a problem, according to the Rambam. But if one of them is a couple, so now the wife is mishamra the husband. Once she's Meshamer the husband becomes a Shomer on the other man. Because the only reason...
Because if you can't get involved, then another one you get involved.
Exactly. Because the only reason two men is also by Pritzim is because they're both willing to get involved. They don't care. But once one of them is out of the question, now he becomes a Shomer on the other one.
If the wife could come in at any time...
So Ishtei Misham Rasoi is not because she can come in at any time. Ishtei Misham Rasoi is she has to be there with him. Coming in at any time is not good enough. She's got to be there with him. Okay? As opposed to the other way around, Baila Be'ir is going to be better, that we'll get to, not this week, I don't think. by a goy. So we discussed the case of a non-Jewish couple that a woman would not be able to be misyachid with a non-Jewish couple. Okay, I want to go to the next step now.
So as a practical matter, though, this would block Jews from participating in many professions. I'll give you one example. Today, the almost universal rule of dining when he's in with a patient, the nurse comes in. No one's walking into that room other than, right? It's not like randomly some person may just walk in.
Any doctor, you're saying, basically.
Correct. So the point is, you would say a Jew can't be in the dining. Because then there's two women there. They're not showing up. No one's going to put a camera up, right, for Spike to watch, right? So a Jew can't be in the dining.
Not the next time. Another nurse walk in.
A third woman, but he's saying that, right?
But a shomer.
And I'm not sure women would randomly walk in when there's an OB guy.
Yeah, no, because you leave doctors. Doctors' offices have the. Look, I would imagine, I'm not an attorney, but I was told, at least, that a lot of the laws actually nowadays have doctors and these types of therapists and stuff like that protect themselves from these types of allegations and things like that is. Pretty much mimics Hilchos Yichud in a lot of ways. I'm sure there's other ways that you know, it's different. But the point is that there's a sensitivity out there nowadays towards this.
But the way they protect themselves, they have a female nurse in their room.
Any doctor's office could always come in for an emergency and say that, you know, a phone call, there's a patient, I need you right away. That's
they're not going to open the door while there's an inspection. I need an exam. If they knock on the door,
somebody's so let me think about what you're saying. You're saying that you have a man with the patient would be a problem. A man with the patient and another nurse doesn't change that at all. Unless she's a shomer on him. So why would she be a shomer on him? I mean, the nurse is just as much part of the problem. Unless the nurse is someone that he's related to, like his daughter or something. So there's no chashash yichud. But that's not going to happen normally unless, you know. So you're saying that how did that change the matter? So the answer has to be that that you have to create a scenario when anyone else can walk in, like they're saying. That someone else can walk in. Now you say, well, if another woman walks in, it's just one with three, which according to the Rambam is also aser. So on that, the answer is that a shomer, someone coming in and out is not part of the yichud, that's considered a shmira. Okay? So you can have a shomer as long as it's a public place. But you're right. If you're in a scenario, you could have a scenario that it's after hours, you're doing a personal favor for someone, sometimes you have that with the oral surgeon or someone. You have that with like specific things where you know someone will do you a favor. Come in. I don't have an appointment, but you know, come in afterwards and I'll, you know. And at that point, the only person left in the office is the doctor and one nurse.
Why is your wife coming in and out worse than the neighbors coming in? If the neighbors could come in,
it's worse. It helps, but you have to work out. It's not worse, but it's not better. So, in Chanami, after hours, therapist is the problem. Therapist, okay, we're going to say this once, and then we're going to not go back to it, okay? Therapist is not going to be part of this discussion because a male therapist dealing with female patients is the problem with that is way beyond yichud, okay? So that's not subject to the yichud sugya. That's subject to a much bigger problem. And a person who's seeking a mental health professional should seek someone of their same gender. Okay? That'll be my advice. Okay. So we're going to leave that for non-yichud sugya. Okay.
Which one first spoke about this on Sunday? Last week. And he said he doesn't see any better for a male therapist to see a female patient or vice versa. He said he spoke at like a group of therapists for a man. He mentioned this and they all started yelling at him. And he said, I'm just telling you Shulchan Aruch, you can do what you want.
It's also Seichel, yeah, sure, also. Besides Shulchan Aruch. But no, a lot of times you could still have it with children. Because a mental health professional is trying to develop a relationship with the person, like they're trying to understand you, and the patient is much more vulnerable to the doctor.
It's more kids like Kiruv.
Yeah, the patient is opening themselves up, and the client, whatever you want to call them, and they want to open. Yeah, and I'm saying that the patient is putting themselves in a situation that they're much more vulnerable to the doctor, to the professional, because they're telling them everything, and so Mamela, there's a much more greater opportunity for someone that would want to take advantage to take advantage. So it's better to avoid that scenario, where you could have it with children. You can have it with children, where it's, you know, you have a child, a therapist, so that, you know, you could, that you could have, and then you should be careful. Like I think we spoke last week that the way that they were mater is with the body camera that doesn't have sound, obviously, so it only sees the doctor, no, doesn't see the patient, and wouldn't be able to hear anything, and then, you know, maybe that would be mater if the husband has access to the camera. Okay.
Why can't you say the same thing for
a doctor? You could.
No, a therapist.
No, that's what I'm saying, for a therapist. That's what I'm saying. For yichud, you could use that, and now I would suggest that in the case where it's like a child. But an adult, anyway, without yichud, I don't think it's a good idea. That's what I'm saying. An adult seeking a mental health professional, a man shouldn't go to a woman, a woman should not go to a man, in general. Even if you can get out of yichud, technically. Okay, so now... I want to talk about a case, and we're going to, before I talk about the case, I want to address one thing, which is kind of a general thing. Someone asked it, maybe Shmuel asked it, I don't remember, but with elevators and scenarios like that, what is the shear for the Isser of Yichud, the amount of time, the shear? Everything has a shear, right? How many matzah you eat, tochidechil's pras, everything in Torah, there's a shear, right? A mikvah, because the mikvah. So what is the shear for the Isser Yichud? Is there a shear for the amount of time of the Isser Yichud? So the Gemara in Soita discusses the shear Yichud for Soita. In other words, as we know, if a woman secludes herself with a man and the husband told her not to, so she becomes a Soita, and then you have the whole parsha of Soita. So how long does she have to seclude herself for? So it's the amount of time that it would take for if... There was opportunity for them to do to be together. How long would that take? And there's a shear, whatever. Fine. So basically, the place can apply that to here. Essentially, there's different shiurim, but it's very short. It's not a long time. It could be the shiurim vary, but I think the place can hold 90 seconds to 2 minutes is the shear. So now. Forsheimer said, but Lamai, so we know, like everything else in the Torah, Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, right? That you can't eat, even though the Shir Kazayis is the Shir Chometz is Kazayis, but we go wild on the Krum, because Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So Rabbi Forsheimer says that Chatzi Shir of Yichud is also Asur, because Lamaisa, there is a scenario of seclusion there, and therefore it's also. However, that's only if the Chatzi Shir has potential to turn into a full Shir. So if you're in an elevator where within the 90 seconds or within the 2 minutes, it's opening and closing all the time, so then even though you're there for 25 seconds, so it's not the full shear, but it's still awesome. It's not awesome because it could open and close all the time. There's no potential to get to the full shear. So in that scenario, that's mutter. So an elevator would be mutter. Sometimes you have elevators like floor 1 through 25 and then floors 26 through 35 and the other side. And I don't know, maybe those elevators could take a long time, but I think in those buildings, elevators are very fast. Yeah. So I don't think that would be a shaila, really.
Right.
But
also not elevators and cameras.
Right. Okay.
For example, there's a difference between where it's you don't have a choice. It's going to be less than a share versus it could be more than a share, but you're going to leave.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. So where is it? Okay. It's Nogea. If it could be the share, but you'll leave. So what's the scenario? It might be Mechol Yoim. What happens is that you have to go pick up a box of eggs from your neighbor. So you go knock on the door. And there's a lady. Her husband's not around. You go knock on the door, and she's going to bring out the eggs. So you come in and you close the door. So she's going to bring the eggs, and you're going to leave in 30 seconds. But at that point, there's yichud now. There's yichud for the 30 seconds that you're there. Now you're going to leave within the 2 minutes. But you can't put yourself in yichud even for 30 seconds, even al das to leave in before the 2 minutes. So that means in that case, you should leave the door open.
That's
all Chatzi Shir. Even if you know that you won't be there, you're going to leave before, but I just have to run in and get something. It could happen, right? It could happen in these scenarios. I got to run in and get something. So that would be the way it says it here is Chatzi Shir. I don't know if that's exactly.
That's not, you know, I could also not do anything with her, right? That's not a problem. The whole idea is that not put yourself
no,
in a scenario.
No, you're not doing anything is not the issue. The issue is the issue yichud is the problem.
The issue of yichud is because you're in a scenario where you put yourself in. So,
right.
So I don't, nothing's making me leave. So it's
the, that's the point.
So I'm saying it's the same issue. That's not a chatzi shir.
No, what he's saying is you come, you say, can I get some eggs? She says, sure, come on in. She goes to the fridge to turn around and hand them to you.
So that's
you
easy.
Leave within 30 seconds. He's saying that you could have been there for much longer.
Right. You agree that it's also. Okay, so you're saying it's even worse than chatzi shir.
The whole thing is not putting you in a scenario you could do something wrong. So if I could save for more than 30 seconds, then zichud. It's not a chatzi shir.
You're saying it's even
like
worse than chatzi shir. Okay, he's being more machmer. All right, fine. As long as you're not being more makel. So I'm saying that the elevator case is mutter. But
open the door and jump.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying, but in general, that would be, so it's important to keep in mind. Of course, a lot of times, I was saying to myself, different scenarios where like, just in and out, it would be an issue. It's because I had to avoid it. Now.
Real estate agents.
What?
Real estate agents showing your palm to
leave the door open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, leaving the door open would help if you're not in line with the door.
Yeah, because it's an invitation for anyone to come in. That's the idea.
If your door is open in your house, I can walk in?
People
walk around and go to your kitchen and then
people assume that if your door is open, they're not in a private scenario.
When I'm in the living room, but when I'm in the playroom,
we'll get to Pesach Pesach. It's another sugya. It's a different sugya. Pesach Pesach Lishas Rabbim. How does that work exactly? It's a big machlokes. Is you have to be in front of it? Don't you have to be in front of it? Is it only if you're? Is there a difference? I was at a shir once, and they said that it depends if you're. There's a big machlokes to the poiskim. So you wanted to make a whole sociological machlokes that the German poiskim were more machmer because a yikish guy, you're not going to go into the house just because the door's open. But like the Hungarian place, well, if the door's open, you walk right in. So it was like a whole whatever. But anyway, we'll get to it when we learn Pesach Pesach. The case that those are the two things we just chazed over the basic halachas, and then we talked about the shir. The case I want to talk about another case, and I want to be mocked in the case with the store with the sugya. Okay, and the sugya sagamara with a shayla. Shayla it happens quite often. You have a couple; they have one baby, and or no children at all. But they have one baby, and now Baruch Hashem, though they're expecting another baby, and the wife goes to the hospital, and she has the second child, Mazel Tov, all that great. So now the mother of the wife, right, the mother-in-law of the husband. So she wants to come help with the baby and be there for her daughter and everything like that. So she comes and she's staying in the house. So now there's yichud. What?
The
dog. Oh, yeah, but she's staying overnight. You know, the door overnight. So you're already solving the problem. Let's get to the problem. So the problem is that the wife is in the hospital. And the husband and the mother-in-law are in the house alone, so now there's yichud. So, what's the eitzah? So there are eitzahs that you say.
Huh? That your mother-in-law shouldn't come before you wake up from the hospital.
Okay.
For many other non-yichud.
That's why I was mocked. There's another baby, by the way. Without the other baby, there's no hafmir. Of course, she wouldn't come. Yeah, there's another baby, maybe. So now the shaila is what's the eitzah? Okay, so Rabbi Frankel's saying all these eitzahs, maybe invite people to come in, give them the code, unlock the door. It's not clear if all those things work at 3 a.m. when you know pretty much no one's walking in. So we'll see. Like we said, when we talk about Pesach Pesach L'Shus Rabbim, that's all. It's Pesach Pesach L'Shus Rabbim. The Rabbim have access to the house. So when we learn that, so we'll see if that helps. But the eitzah let's say that doesn't work. So the eitzah that people give is that the husband calls up and says, "I'll lock myself in the door. I'll lock myself in my room. I'll lock myself in my room."
The mother-in-law should lock him in the room.
What?
He should lock himself in. The mother-in-law should lock him in the room.
You mean he should lock the mother-in-law in the room? So we're going to talk about who should lock. This is a goof of the shayla I want to talk about. Who should lock who in the room? Okay? That is the shayla.
If I lock myself in my room, I can still go out.
Exactly. Okay. So let's learn the sugya. It's in the pamphlet on page 2. There's a gemara here.
They both lock themselves in the room.
The real question one could ask is why do you have to lock yourself in the room? She's in one room, I'm in another room, we're not together. So who says that that's yichud? Who says it's yichud altogether because there's two people in a house? Yeah, but she's in one room, I'm in another room. Is that yichud altogether? Who says? So there's a gemara. So the gemara is over here, is on page 2, it's daf pei aleph amud aleph in Kiddushin. And there's not that many booklets. But you have some to go around? Okay. We lost some books. Okay, anyway. So it says like this. Pe'alaf Amad Aleph. It's the second to last thin line. Amar Rav Kahana. Anoshem mi bachutz v'noshem mi bifnin. So there's two rooms, and the men are in the outer room, and the women are in the inner room. Okay, so imagine you have an outer room, which is the access to the street. You have an inner court, an inner room, and they're separate. The men are in the front room, the women are in the back room. Ein choyshishin mishum yichud. That's not a problem of yichud, because why would the men go into the inner room? They're not supposed to go into the inner room. So the men are not going to be going into the inner room. So yichud. The women have to go into the outer room, but like we said, one woman with two men is not a problem. She may have to go out to go and leave. She has to go through the outer room, but that's not a problem. However, the other way around, if the men are in the inner room and the women are in the outer room, then there's yichud. Because now one of the men may walk out to go to shul or whatever, to leave. He has to go out. So at that point, he's going to be misyached with the women, which depends on the sugya before. If how many women are there? If it's three, according to Rashi, and Rambam, it's also, you have to, that's why it's connected to the sugya before. How many women are we discussing? But the bottom line is that it could be a scenario of yichud that the men in the inner room would be usher if the women are in the outer room. Choy shishim mishum yichud. B'masnis atana ipcha. In the Braisa says the opposite. Aber Abaye, hash the damar of kahana v'hachi v'tana d'masnis ipcha. So basically, the Gemara comes out that both ways is also because there's a concern both ways. And you could argue the other way. If the men are in the inner room and the women are in the outer room, what's the concern? That the men are going, one man is going to go out and he's going to do yichud with the women, but he's not really, because he's concerned that other men are also coming out. This is the flow of traffic, so there's no yichud. So maybe it's only chomer, or it's only us the other way around. When the women are in the outer room and the men are in the inner room. I'm sorry, when the men are in the outer room and the women are in the inner room, maybe one man is going to go inside and he's not concerned that any other men are going to follow him. So both ways are also. So this Gemara says, if you have one room here, and there's men here, women there, there's an Isser Yichud. And Rashi's Shita is that it's Usser even before they actually go to the other room. Just that situation itself is Usser. Because there's a concern that they may, you know, one go to the other, etc. The Chazon Ish adds, that's all, you know, it's davar pasha, that if it's one man and one woman, it's for sure considered yichud. Because Chazon Ish has a whole idea, and this is an interesting idea to speak out, is that yichud, besides that there's a concern, right, that maybe yichud will lead to something else, the situation of yichud itself creates kind of the taiva. Just like a person sends it to a certain kurva that a person does that will create more, a greater yetzahara. So he says, being in a situation of yichud itself creates the yetzahara. Because it's a certain kurva that the people have with each other. So he says, if it's one man and one woman and they're in a house, even in separate rooms, that itself is yichud. For sure. So therefore, this Gemara is saying that you don't have to be in one room. Being in two rooms that have access to each other could be also considered yichud, as long as the only way out is through the same door. So imagine, let's say you have you know, two apartments that both have, they share a door, because sometimes, you know, maybe one family wants to be there, but they both have their own separate access to the street, that's not considered one unit, a chlal. It's two separate units. But if they only have one access to the street, if the door in between is yeah, because they're being used as two separate units, okay? Because there's no reason to they don't view themselves as being in one house at all, okay? So just like a townhouse, you're not going to say I'm using this for my deer. You're using this for your deer. I come in this way. You come in this way. It only starts when there's a shared use.
Playroom and there's a back door, so that's not yichud for one person to be a living room.
No, because all the uses are the same. So that, you know, so they share all the other uses. So let's say sometimes you have these apartments with a shared kitchen. Obviously, that would be a problem, right? Because everything, yeah, there's the bedrooms are separate, but then they share a kitchen and a front door.
So you could say if the bedrooms each have access to the outside, it's not relevant.
They have to be fully livable by themselves also.
So what's the status of a chatzer, right? They had an oven that they would share in a chatzer, right?
Right.
Right? Wasn't that public? It was off of a mavoi, right? So what are the odds somebody's going to come walking into your chatzer and doesn't live there?
So you see, if there's one man and one woman living and they share the chatzer together, and then from the chatzer they go to the front, they go out to the street.
Maybe not living together.
A chatzer is not a place of seclusion, like you're saying. It's open. Well, might say you're right. People don't come in. They don't restrict. But it's not. I would assume that that's okay, but. You know, it's that idea where in an apartment building, you have two, everyone walks through the lobby, you're not going to say there's yichud there because even though there's, maybe let's say there's two apartments that are open up to one lobby. Each floor has two apartments. One is a single man, one's a single woman. So they could open up and share the lobby together.
Someone can make a mistake and end up in their lobby.
Right. That's not where they're living together, right? It's only when somehow there's a dira together. So in a case like this, even if they're living in separate rooms, there was a whole case. A lot of times you have this with boarders, or you have this with like people that, you know, there is a separate unit kind of, but it's not really separate. So they do need to come on to the use in the main house for other things, or for access. So that would be a problem. So now,
caregivers with an elderly man. That would be great.
Yeah, that would just, that's for sure. You know. So now the question, now let's talk about this mother-in-law case. So they're in the house together. If you have a separate guest unit, and there's a separate access, and she can come in and out from there, and you coming in and out from there, then that's a mutter, because there's no reason, you don't view them together. But generally speaking, in our houses, that's not the case. So, you know, look, for example, I had this Shiloh when I was living in Lakewood, so we were living in the basement upstairs. There was a single woman, except my wife wasn't home, so is there a yichud? Because there's access from the upstairs to the downstairs.
You can lock it from the downstairs.
I can lock it from the downstairs. We didn't talk about locking yet, because does that work?
You have your own kitchen and separate end.
Right. The answer is it's two units. I have access to my basement from here. She has access to her house from there. We're not living in the same unit, Bichlal. So the sugya starts when it's basically considered one unit of living, and even though they're separate, you know, separate doors. So this case is the mother-in-law. So there's three shitas about this issue. Ramosha Feinstein is very machmer on this, unbelievable, based on what we just said. Ramosha holds that even if she would lock herself in the room, it wouldn't be mutter. Why? Because he says like this, he says, what's the chashash of yichud? The chashash of yichud obviously is generated from the man, but what's the idea that the man is going to force the woman? Well, then he can't access the room. But that's not the case. The chashash of yichud is a certain, you know, korva. So he says, if this is considered yichud, then the fact that she locked herself in the room doesn't matter because she could come out of the room. So Ramosha holds that locking doors doesn't work for this issue. So according to Ramosha, this would be a major problem. I don't think Pais can really go with this, but this is what Ramosha says. That's one shita. So one shita is basically there's no etza. So you have a loch extending to disinvite your mother-in-law. That's what you were looking for. Okay, so he's happy. Fine. So, You know,
it goes like the Chazon Ish a little bit. It's the same idea. Or
it's a similar idea. It's even more. Now, the Chazon Ish himself holds the following. The Chazon Ish holds that if there's full living for the mother-in-law, let's say she could lock the door and there's a bathroom in there and she could stay the whole night in there. She doesn't have to come out for anything. So he says, then if the mother-in-law, if the wife, if the woman locks herself in the room, it's mutter. But if the man locks himself in the room, it's aser. Because the man locking himself in the room doesn't help, because the idea is that he's going to go out and convince her. But if she's in the room, then she's kind of mesulik from the yichud, and memela, there's no problem.
Is there a heter for elderly or infirm people?
No, not particularly. And then there's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the following. It's an interesting case. He says, well, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a halacha that you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to sleep in the house yourself. Else, you know, ruchais and stuff like that. You're not supposed to sleep in a dira yourself. So, Rav Moshe says, so the Mishnah Berurah says, however, if you're, let's say, in an apartment with other people, you should leave your door open so that you're considered living together with the other people in the dira. He says, but let's say the only other person living there is a woman. So he says, then you should lock yourself into the room because this way there's no yichud. This thing of you're not supposed to live in a room yourself, being shomer yourself from yichud will be a schos to protect yourself from that isser sleeping in a room yourself. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But
it's the isser of living by yourself.
It's all pi kabbalah. It's not all peep shot. So
it's not a halacha.
It's brought down, but it's not a peep shot. So the Maril Diskin. Paskins, and I don't know the Maril Diskin had Mishnah Berurah, I don't know the chronology there, but he says that you see from this Mishnah Berurah, big chiddush, that in this case where you have two people in two separate rooms, even if the man locks himself up, it's mutter. So why don't you say, that he'll leave? He'll leave the room. Right? The answer is
yourself to keep the door open is assuming the other person has the door open.
I guess so. So why does it help? Why does it help? One second. Why does it help for the man? Oh, here it's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos, the last Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, where it says, Siman Reish Lamed Tes. It says over there, Hay Amru Chazal. Hayoshin bevayis yechidi, ichzasoy lilis. So he says, that's what it means. He says, lock the door. So you see from the Mishnah that even the man locking the door himself. Then why don't you say, well, maybe he'll just open it? The answer is that once he's locked in the room, then according to Rav Moshe, Mishnah Berurah holds it's not called yichud. Once it's not yichud, the yitzhar of the yichud is gone. So Memela, there's no chashash now that you're going to go open the door. It's only if you're in the yichud, now there's a chashash, you're going to do something. But gufa, if it's not called yichud, so now it's no chashash because the yichud itself creates the problem. So once you lock yourself in the room, it's not yichud. If it's not yichud, okay, so then I'm not doing this. I don't have that negative, you know, ruach of that it's going to mire me to go and do something.
Why are we assuming your door's unlocked?
It doesn't matter what she is.
If your door is locked,
because it's much more comfortable to lock yourself in your room than to go tell the other lady to.
I'm saying if we're learning the Mishnah Berurah that it's fine as long as he's locked in, it's an assumption that her door is not locked.
Well, it must be that because otherwise, if she was locked anyway, you're yourself.
If she's locked anyway.
Anyway, you're yourself. The point is, there's two people. So how are you making it?
If her door is unlocked, and if her door is locked, we said that can be a problem because she can come out and then there's Ethan. So the only way to do it is to both lock it, both of you locked in the room. So
okay.
Says,
you
want to
be
judged
by Mishnah Berurah. That's why I said, this is the way the Maral Diskin learns the Mishnah Berurah. And the Stipler also learned the Mishnah Berurah like that. No. That her door was open, and the only thing protecting the Yichud is that he's locking the door. So Al-Kaponin, you have a Mishnah Berurah like that, the Olam doesn't go with the Mishnah Berurah. Bottom line is, in the case of the mother-in-law, it would seem like Rav Moshe's machmer, but I think the minhag olam is that if there's a guest room that has a bathroom, then if she would lock herself in the room the whole night, then it would be mutter. If not, if there's no such room like that, the husband locking himself in the room is mishabur, is mashma, it's good, but I don't know if the putz can go like that. So mamela, you would have to come up with another etza of how to get that to the work.
Security guards not inside the rooms, but there is no way to get from one room to another if that it's not seen in the security cameras and they're being recorded. That can help or not?
I'm not sure.
During the day, you just keep the door open.
During the day is much easier because like you have other etzas of how people can come in and out. The middle of the night is where it's much more of a problem.
Yeah, how is her locking herself in?
Because that means, takes her out of the yichud. She's now not in your unit anymore.
Even if they're in one house?
That's the point here, yeah.
Make sure she has a bathroom.
Yeah.
For during the day, you need to arrange for some.
For during the day, maybe different. So, okay, next week we'll talk about, we'll get into Baila Be'ir when the husband's around, what's the halacha? Which changes a lot of things. Like if you have a Jewish electrician or plumber coming to the house, so does the husband have to be there? Is it yichud with the electrician and the wife? All these types of shilas. So we'll talk about that next week.